Welcome to Faith on Fitness. My name is Faith Ritter, and I'm the Communications Director here at Benefit Personal Training. Benefit is an in-home personal fitness training company dedicated to helping mature clients stay strong, fit, and healthy today and throughout their entire lives. And we're here with Dr. Kalijan, who is a psychology professor at Columbia University and the president of the Association of Trauma Outreach and Prevention, ATOP. Welcome, Dr. Kalijan. So honored to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Faith. This is a very, very important program, and I appreciate as my gym closed indefinitely the last 8 months. So in the home, personal fitness is a very important topic for us all to address. Yes.
Awesome, awesome. So listen, doctor, fall is here, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, most people dislike, even though they may love the fall, right, most people don't care for the shorter days that fall brings, right? Most people attest to feeling a little more sluggish, getting tired earlier in the evening than they otherwise would because of the loss of daylight. So that's common for a lot of people. But there are some people who not only feel a little more sluggish and less energetic, but actually experience mild to severe feelings of depression during this time of year, a condition known as seasonal affective disorder. So that's why we're here today. So, doctor, as you know, there are over 10 million people who experience SAD under normal circumstances each year, right? But our current circumstances are far from normal. So how do you think COVID and the isolation that it has caused will factor into people's susceptibility for SAD?
This is a wonderful question, Faith. The cumulative impact between the normal being having SAD in a non-COVID pandemic situation as opposed to now, according to American Psychological Association, the sadness and stress has gone up 78%, actually of the population is suffering from some kind of anxiety and seasonal affective disorder, stress and distress, and even depression. Wow. Now, we try not to call it depression until it's the clinical level, which the symptoms need to be experienced minimum of 4 to 6 months. So we're not only staying in because of the fall season, the autumn, and the shorter days and no sun. We're also have been staying indoors for about 8 months now.
Right.
During these pandemic COVID months.
So, doctor, explain to us, I'm sure this is common knowledge to you being in the medical profession, but explain to lay people how sun exposure and the reduction of sun exposure impacts the mind and one's emotional state.
Yes. It's the sun and the light exposure stimulates our two hormones that are important for our well-being and energetic stability, that being melatonin and serotonin. Melatonin deficiency includes the symptoms you mentioned earlier, such as fatigue, desire to sleep longer, then becoming lethargic, and then feeling irritable because we didn't do much, laid around, and we'll have higher anxiety. And then with the serotonin deficiency, we get the cravings for the wrong foods, the comfort foods people talk about, high in sugar and carbohydrates. And we isolate ourselves and we move less exercise, and we do less activities, and then will be even worse, as well as exacerbating other signs from the isolation that comes from the COVID-19, which has also reportedly, both from American Psychological and Psychiatric Associations, as well as our own ATOP Meaningful World Organization, has done weekly free Zoom support groups. Every Thursday at noon, we have a support group, and people join us from far and near, all the way from Egypt, Jordan, and many states here, such as California, Puerto Rico, and other parts of United States. And we learned from almost 8 months of keeping data that people's anxieties, worry, and fear has increased 43%. And this is, the 43% are in professional populations, like the psychiatrists, medical doctors, psychologists, etc. As for the people who come with mental health issues such as SAD, will be up to 78%. Anxiety within the population of clientels, clients, patients, etc.
Wow. Okay, so you're saying people within the mental health field,
yes,
themselves are experiencing a higher than normal rate of anxiety and worry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because there were also a lot of physicians who died while in duty. So
right.
That creates additional anxieties. And I've heard some people not going to work, and especially those in high rises, locking themselves in their apartments because they are apprehensive of using elevators.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there are a lot of my clients who are either leaving the house at 5 a.m. and hoping they do a little quick walk and shop for their essentials and come home before anybody is awake, or they're just relying on ordering in.
Which is certainly not healthy.
Not at all.
No, that is. So, doctor, let's pivot and discuss what people can do preemptively, because, you know, the old adage, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right?
Exactly.
So what can people do preemptively to guard against this disorder?
The first thing is the assessment, really evaluating your situation. Where do you stand in terms of the anxiety and symptoms of SAD and the depression or other mental health challenges? Once you identify that, then prevention, we at Meaningful World always are educating people before and equipping them with the up-to-date instruments, strategies, and ways to overcome your set of feelings of distress and to equip you with healthier coping modalities.
So can you give us an example of what that may look like?
Yes, we start using the mind-body echo-spirit model, which is our model, in that this mind-body ecology and spirit, it's a holistic approach. Uh-huh. So we cannot address the emotions just solely, individually, and not address your level of activity, what you do with your body, what you put into your body, what you eat, and how you move the body, or you sit on the couch, and what you're doing with yourself, and how much exposure to the greens and trees do you get, or whatever the, you know, leaves that are now fallen down with multiple colors. It's a wonderful time to enjoy this season. So on the mind level, I would recommend the discharge outlet. For example, in terms of the body has its wisdom. So you never tell yourself, oh, at 7 a.m., I'm going to go and move my bowels. The body has its wisdom. When you have eaten already a couple of meals yesterday, you would tend to naturally, with a healthy body, you would discharge the toxins, the waste, what you don't need the next morning. And if you eat again, maybe in the afternoon, if you have healthy digestive system, you move the toxins again. But in the mind, in our thoughts and in our emotions, we don't have that outlet to discharge automatically. So we need to designate time to do that. So the mind and emotions are kind of addressed together. We need to discharge all the negativity by journaling, writing down, releasing. In the morning, after we move our bowels, we sit down. If you're having tea, coffee, or your favorite vegetable juice, you would sit down. We call it the morning pages. One page you write down, no commas, no periods. It's not an essay you're going to submit to the New York Times. It's your discharge. Yes. It's your discharge, emotional discharge, clearing your mind from the self-criticism and unhappiness and any anxieties, fear, worry, anything you have that does not have a space in your heart, because all this is in your brain and in your heart. And the last I checked in the heart, there are no external drives for worry and fear and sadness.
Absolutely not.
So, when we don't discharge, then we are clogging the heart, and then there is a host of six, seven different organs is not going to be at its optimal level of functioning. So the other area besides the morning pages is to reframe our attitude of life. Let's say I woke up this morning and I saw gray skies and humidity high, wet kind of going to my bones and activating my arthritis pain. And instead of saying, oh, what a dreadful, cold, and rainy, terrible day, I would change that and like to see the silver lining, if you may, something positive about the day. So I would say, wow, at least my garden is getting some water today.
There you
The
go.
skies are crying and expressing, releasing the clouds so that tomorrow or the day after we'll get the sun. We
That's
have to
right.
be patient.
An old friend of mine calls it liquid sunshine.
Exactly. Liquid sunshine. Yes. And as we say at Meaningful World, if you like the rainbow so much, you have to find a way of coping with the storm.
Coping with the storms of life, Dr. Kalajian, that's the challenge of humanity, right? Finding productive and constructive ways of dealing with the ebbs and flows of life. And I know from my own personal experience, as well as that of our clients, that exercise can be a very healthy and constructive way to accomplish that. So help us better understand the connection between exercise and our emotional well-being.
On the body level, physical level, we need to ensure that we are moving until we at least sweat, perspire, or have a little bit of bubbles on our forehead. We need to exert the heart, give the heart a good exercise, and the movement then stimulates the hormones, both serotonin and melatonin, and it activates it so they work better and they're released to give us a good feeling. Now, on the level of supplements, again, physical level, I would recommend highly to take vitamin D3, and up to 5,000 is very safe.
Doctor, you said vitamin B3. Did I hear
Yes,
that right?
D as David.
Oh, D like in David.
Yes, which is the sunshine, the sun.
Okay.
Yes. And I would recommend melatonin if you're having not really peaceful sleep. Melatonin, just the 3 milligram at bedtime will give you a nice, quiet, full REM sleep.
Okay, wonderful.
And magnesium complex as well at bedtime will give you such a wonderful sleep and a great bowel movement the next day, and releases anxiety and improves memory, even ADD.
Okay.
So magnesium complexes should be in every home. So those are on the physical level. Of course, choosing to eat healthy, no carbs or very little carbs would be preferable.
Okay.
And the more green, anything that is white, stay away from.
Right.
I'm not racist. I'm just health conscious.
I love it.
White bread, white sugar, white milk, especially for adults that are caring for themselves at home. It's important to stay away from cheeses and dairy, even if you're not allergic to dairy. Only keep yogurt, which is very good, and it has probiotics in it.
Yep, very good.
Will help you. But all the other white things, you don't need them, and it creates more bed for all the viruses, including COVID. So you need to keep the body lean and clean and moving.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Now, would you recommend, when you said stay active, stay moving, exert yourself, would you recommend, if at all possible, that you do that outside so you're also getting the benefit of the sunlight while you're exercising?
Yes, wonderful. That's where I'm moving forward to ecology. It's important to be outdoors. Even like today, I told you about the clouds. There was a moment, like 15 minutes, the sun came up. I said that it's because I did yoga and I work solar plexus, where it brings the sun inside your body out.
Wow.
But we did enjoy 15, 20 minutes of sun in this area, and I came out the garden and I started clipping some trees, collecting some leaves, and staying out there moving and exposing myself to the light. Being outside is the best place for our sanity.
Absolutely.
Especially when we are forced to stay indoors for work, for school, for long hours in front of screens. The electromagnetic field has been tainted because these are interfering with our energetic freedom and staying all the way bedtime in front of a screen is extremely unhealthy. So I would say turn it off at 8. If your bedtime is at 10, 2 hours before your bedtime, disengage and just disconnect from all electronic equipment, and try to have some uplifting book by your bedside. You can try to have our fifth book, which is Forget Me Not, and it talks about 7 steps for healing our body, mind, ecology, and spirit. So this way, you can go to sleep in a very quiet and nice way without being stimulated and nerves. As the research shows that if you go to sleep with your laptop or iPad or iPhone or whatever gadget, then you are getting minimum 50% less REM than otherwise, which means you're not really sleeping well. And on the spiritual level, too, it's important for us to find the deeper meaning in our lives so we are not so impacted negatively with just the weather, because that's something we cannot change. Why do we put so much emphasis? Oh, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow? Well, I'm going to be happy
regardless,
even if it rains or hails or snows or storms, because
right.
that's my decision.
Yes, yes. We all get to choose.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
Yes.
Someone said you set the barometer of your day before it even gets started. You just
exactly.
you decide in advance, right? Yeah,
exactly.
I love it.
Exactly.
Love it. So, doctor, this appears to be a spectrum to say.
Yes.
Some people have very mild symptoms that they can manage pretty much so on their own with some of these strategies that you're talking about. But then other people experience more severe symptoms. So at what point do you think it's advisable for people to seek professional help?
Remember how we started, you had this wonderful quotation, Faith, you said, an ounce of prevention.
Yes.
We work with prevention. We want you to have checkups, mental health checkups. Don't wait until you get the symptoms of SAD right before the holidays, and now the holiday blues come on top of it, and then the new year, and then you don't know how to get out of it. People have said it's like a blank, heavy blanket of distress and sorrow. Don't wait for that. Go to a therapist. It doesn't kill you. It helps you talk with people that are not related to you.
Right.
Because they are objective. They are getting paid to listen to you. And they know how to empathize. They know how to uplift you. They know how to show inconsistencies in your stories.
Okay.
Because we fool ourselves. We say the same thing over and over, try to convince ourselves.
Right, right. Oh.
But then, when you address it with an objective person who's a professional, you can release some of the accumulated stuff from the years, and you can uplift yourself, learn new tools, new strategies for coping, and then you're set free. You can have every 6 months a checkup for mental health. And I'm very proud that people started finally exercising physical checkups once a year. But now it's time. I've been saying this for 30 years, Faith.
Yeah.
So I hope your listeners will take it seriously and start the mental health checkup.
The mental health checkup.
Yes.
Yeah, for that emotional discharge that you talk. Some of us
yes.
need help with that. Some of us need
yes.
help with that. Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. There's
you
no
do.
Harm in it, doctor. There's no
because
harm.
So how many times you've heard when you get emotional, people saying, oh, don't cry, don't cry. You know, usually we need to say, cry. Here is a box of tissue. I am here for you. And we should not postpone grieving,
yeah.
sadness. We need to cry. We need to release because, as I mentioned, there are no external drives for us. Okay, let's put that over here.
Right.
I don't have any more
right.
men.
Wouldn't that be nice? Would be
yes.
so nice.
Yes. So that's why we say our next motto is shared sorrow is half sorrow, while shared joy is double joy.
I love it. I love it.
Indeed.
Yes.
It works. When we cry with someone and we feel the grief and the sadness is divided in half or more, and when we share the joy, everybody's laughing, it becomes double joy.
Wow. Well, doctor, listen, you make me feel better just talking to you for the last few minutes. So I know you've just been an encouragement to our listeners. I know you have. I know. I believe that 100%.
Well, so, I offered one book, Forget Me Not, which is I am the author, Dr. Kalajan. But I like to offer two other books. One is Viktor Frankl's book, who was my mentor. And his book is called Man's Search for Meaning.
Oh, wonderful.
This helps people to find their meaning in life mm-hmm. so that they are not disturbed and perturbed by restrictions of our mobility or election uncertainty or even clouds in the sky or cold weather. And you can also, the next book actually is Miguel Ruiz's book, The Four Agreements, which is a wonderful book for a healthy lifestyle.
Wonderful. And then also share with the listeners, Doctor, how they can get in contact with you.
Yes, definitely. So Dr. Kalaijian, no period or space, Kalaijian, at meaningfulworld.com. If you forget my name, then you can go to meaningfulworld.com and you will see my email and then info@meaningfulworld.com. And you can even call me because we have this free Zoom support group. And if you email or call me at 201-723-9578, we'll be texting you our link for every Thursday at noon. We have support groups so you can come and discharge. That's what we're here for. Discharge.
Awesome. Doctor, maybe. Thank you so much for your time. And I am certainly going to have you back again to talk about another related topic.
Yes. The holidays are coming. Yes. There will be more blues. So definitely we need to talk about that.
Well, thank you so much for your expertise and for your sharing with us today. And again, I'll be certain to have you back again.
All right. Have a
All right.
Blessed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.